media members on the call, if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. But now, welcome into the call, the head coach of the Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. A tough one for you guys as well on Saturday. Hard-fought, close game all the way with William & Mary, and you come up short 14-9 as you've gone back and looked at the film. Give me your impressions on the game.
William & Mary certainly overcame adversity early in the game, and we had done a good job, blocked the punt for a touchdown, and Stony Brook did not come face the adversity correctly. At 14 penalties, two turnovers, didn't move the ball, and then when we had the chance on the last two plays, in the last 40 seconds or so to win the game, we had two opportunities and didn't make and capitalize them to potentially tie the game. But credit goes to William & Mary, played a good game. I thought our defense executed well, held them to 200 total yards, second week in a row, and our offense has to step to the plate in the future.
You guys have been fairly effective all year long with your run game. Obviously, the penalties was part of that, but what did William & Mary do defensively to slow the run game down?
Well, they lowered the box, they put an extra guy down there, and they said throw the football, and we weren't effective throwing the football. So, good decision by them. We also had enough opportunities to run the ball, but we got in a lot of second down, long situations, and certainly didn't do us good.
We're here with Stony Brook head coach Chuck Priori. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question comes from Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Just wanted to, if you could just size up Maine this weekend. Obviously, an important game. Both teams still in the playoff hunt, but your margin of error has been reduced. What type of game do you look for? What do you have to do to have success?
I anticipate a physical game. I think they're playing really well while studying all their games. They're very consistent. They're protecting the ball on offense. Quarterback, I think, is having an outstanding year. He's got enough weapons there, and they're smart with what they do, and defensively they come after you. No challenges. So it's going to be a physical game. The team that probably makes the fewest mistakes will have a chance to win in the fourth quarter.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Your next question comes from Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
So I want to talk to you about Maine's defense. I mean, traditionally this is a unit that ranks very highly in the league in terms of statistics. So this year it's kind of dropped back a little bit. Do you see a difference in the way they're playing? What do you think is accounting for that?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to talk to you about Maine's defense. It seems
I got that. I heard that part. I didn't hear your last statement,
right,
though.
They've given up a lot of yards this year. Which is unlike some of the defenses that they've played in the past, they've had in the past. Do you see anything in their defense this year that is allowing teams to have the success they're having against them, passing the ball especially?
They've got, some real good players at the nose tackle on the three technique inside physically. The statistics are statistics, and you might be able to get some of those things done, but I think they're a physical unit, and I'll be honest with you, those yards are just big plays that happen. So, I don't see them much different from my eyes. I think they're physical and they're playing well. So that's why they're 5-4. Remember, they played two FBS games to open the year, and then they had JMU. So their statistics are going to be a little bit skewed anyway.
When you look at, and you said big plays are going to happen, I mean, is that just the nature of football, where every now and then it's tip your hat to the other team?
I agree with that, and that's certainly, I think they're doing a good job. So, I'm not a statistics guy. I don't look at those things. I look at the plays that they're making, and I think they make plays.
All right. Thanks very much, Coach.
You're welcome.
Chuck, I know your quarterback, Joe Carbone, suffered an injury in the game Saturday. How bad is it, and do you think you'll have him this week?
Hope so, day to day. Nothing serious, so I would anticipate that he will be healthy enough by Saturday. Maybe not with practice time.
Swing back over to defense. You mentioned that they played pretty well, holding William & Mary to 205 yards. You guys did something that really not many teams have been able to do, was to limit Ken Anderson to 46 yards. What was the key to being able to slow him down?
You know, I think we play good team defense. Winmer is obviously good. He didn't play in the second half, so I don't know what the outcome would have been then. But, you know, he had 19 carries for 40 yards in the first half. Kids ran to the football hard. They buy into our schemes, and I think we do a good job defending the run.
Yeah, a couple guys with career days and at least a number of tackles in Marvin Hart and Noah Guinea. Can you talk about their performances on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think each week it's been somebody else that stepped to the plate and made plays. That's the type of defensive unit we are. We don't focus in on one thing. Guys that are called on make the plays. One of our starters is out, so Marvin played a lot more reps and made plays.
Larry touched, I know you look at game to game, and the playoffs still out there. And for you guys with games with Maine and the New Albany, two teams in similar boats, how big are these next 2 weeks for you guys?
Well, I think I'd answer the question, playoffs, are you kidding me? But at the end of the day, we just got to get our ship right. We've lost two in a row. I'm worried about putting our ship back on the correct course. We've played two games where we've let up 200 yards in each game defensively. You know, we've got to get our own ship right. And so as much as I'd like to really consider playing Thanksgiving weekend, we better take care of our own things here. So that's what our goal is, and that's what we're doing.
All right, Chuck, thanks for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
You got it.
All right, thanks.